We're joined now by Melchor Dallas football coach Jason Mason on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as the rivalry. We're not talking about Iowa State. It's Melchor Dallas Twin Cedars on Friday and won by the Saints 52-40 over Twin Cedars. Boy, coach, you got to feel good about taking back the eight-man trophy of Marion County for a second straight year.
Yeah, there's no complaints there, that's for sure. I mean, you know, that trophy stayed exactly where it needs to stay for another year at least. And, you know, it was a good game overall, and we're excited to, you know, make some small corrections on a victory Saturday, as we call it.
Well, let's take a go through the game. Looks like it might have been a back-and-forth game just by, you know, it was close there for a while at halftime. And, you know, what do you think kind of – pulled you out get over the top and win the game?
Yeah, we kind of came out a little flat. I thought the energy was a little bit low, because we're being a rivalry game. You know, we were trying a little bit something in the first quarter there. I think we ended up going down 12-0 actually in the first quarter. And then we made some adjustments right in the second quarter. I think we put up 18 unanswered points in the second quarter. So we made some adjustments. The offense got grooving, and we definitely got the ball moving down the field. So I'm pretty happy overall. Third quarter came. I think we gave up another touchdown. So it brought him in with some 2 points to us. And then after that, I think, for the most part, our players did a good job, and we kind of put the hammer back down again and got ahead there.
Looking at, how your guys played, were there some guys that kind of stood out in your mind that, made a couple plays that really turned it around for you?
You know, what I was really excited to see this game is about everybody made contributions. I mean, from Reese, Chibata to Gavin Thornton, to C.J. Smith, Tucker Branson even made a couple good catches there, Rocky Johnson, and even our line. Our line did a really good job this game overall. I was really satisfied with that. But even some of our role players that came in, special teams guys, really this was a really overall good team effort, and I enjoyed it when everybody has success. I think they understand that, it's always going to be good for us if that happens.
Coming off of last week and getting a kind of win, you really had to make some plays at the end. What does that do for your team's confidence going forward as you hit the meat of your schedule?
No, I think it does good things for our confidence, honestly. We got Baxter coming in here next week. It's a team that, that will be, they're going to be kind of a pass and dash type of team where they're going to try to run with the quarterback. But, I think that's a game that we can definitely manage and handle really well. So we're pretty excited for that. And I think, we're going to get to work on Monday. We have some small things to clean up overall, but overall I thought we played a pretty good football game yesterday. So I think overall we're excited for Baxter to come down here.
What are some things that you're going to, center in on this week coming in besides, the opponent that's going to play on Friday?
Yeah, no, I just think, we've made some adjustments to the offense this year. I just think we're kind of adjusting to it a little bit. I think made some good forward progress in the offense. I think we're starting to get a little more comfortable with it, from receivers to tailbacks to our quarterback here. So I think I'm going to have some fun stuff here. I think we can add a little couple more things. I think overall we're starting to get ahead on all cylinders here. So I'm pretty excited for next Friday.
What now do you have to do to bring your guys down from the high of beating their arch rival, which is always a big game, to knowing that, hey, we've got more games coming up that we can put together some wins to, focus them in on what's coming up next?
We always talk about 1-0 every week, right? It's always good to enjoy the victory on Saturday, soak it up over the weekend. Usually Monday we come in, we digest the game from the previous week pretty quickly, and then we move on to the next week, right? So it's all about going 1-0 every week, and that's going to be our mindset again come Monday, and we'll go 1-0 again next week.
What does Baxter bring? I know they've been one of those teams in the district here lately that's just really been very tough to handle, but I think they had some graduation losses, if I remember right, from last year.
Yeah, they did lose a couple good kids on that team. I think summer before, we went up and played a 5-on-5 with them up at Baxter, and they had a couple good athletes, but I think those guys graduated last year. So, I mean, really, they're going to rely on that Eli D kid, the quarterback, pretty athletic dude. So we'll have to definitely learn, we'll have to focus on him and trying to keep him contained as we come into Friday. But Yeah, they definitely lost some people, but they're still a good team, right? You know, when we talk about football culture overall, and that's kind of a known up there at Baxter. So we're gonna have to keep our heads, you know, locked in and keep our eyes disciplined when we're playing against these guys, because it's gonna be very easy if they start getting some pass on us and we get lost in coverage on them if they start running the ball underneath of us. So we gotta make sure that we're keeping our eyes peeled at all times and make some plays when it comes to us.
All right, best luck to you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
That's Jason Mason, Melcher Dallas football coach. We're back after this on KNIA.